And finally, Ahmed Youssef asks if lightning can strike anywhere outside the Earth.
Well, this is a really nice question because we know all about lightning on Earth, and then actually extending those observations to elsewhere in the universe is quite an intriguing challenge. Now, I will say I'm going to confine myself to our solar system, but that can serve as a good example for what else may be out there in our galaxy. So lightning happens when you've got an electrical discharge between clouds during a storm. So first of all, you're going to need a planet with an atmosphere that's got condensed cloud layers in. So you can immediately rule out places like the Moon or Mercury without an atmosphere. But, of course, we do have the gas giants, where you've got enormously deep atmospheres surrounding a rocky core. And we know these have got storms in. You only have to think of the Great Red Spot on Jupiter or the Great Dark Spot on Neptune. You've got an internal heat source, you've got the condensed cloud layers, some containing water ice, and we know there are storms that go on within these atmospheres. So, for example, with Jupiter, Galileo spacecraft flew past in the mid-1990s, and they've even imaged lightning strikes about 100 kilometres down in the cloud tops on the night side of the planet. And that's since been confirmed by Cassini and New Horizons spacecraft on their flypasts. And it's interesting because you see repeated flashes over and again from the same storm regions of clouds, suggesting that these storms are active for quite a large part of their life. And the other thing about the Jupiter storms is they seem to generate lightning probably 10 times less often than on Earth, but individual bolts are about 10 times more powerful. So again, it's quite different from what we see on Earth. What I find fascinating is that even before the Galileo spacecraft took pictures of these lightning flashes on Jupiter, we knew there was lightning on Jupiter because when you get that discharge in the visible wave band, it manifests itself as that lightning strike. But you also get electromagnetic radiation all along the spectrum, right down to low frequency wave bands. So on the Earth, if there's a lightning strike, it's accompanied by radio signals, and they've got different characters and things called sphericals and tweaks, and whistlers is where the signal gets dispersed in frequency because it travels a long distance. When Voyager 1 and 2 went past Jupiter in the 1980s, they detected these radio signals called whistlers, a characteristic of a lightning strike. So we knew there was lightning in the cloud tops of Jupiter. And again, from Saturn and Neptune, we haven't got images of lightning strikes, but we've got those characteristic radio signals that accompany them. So it seems to be quite common within the deep atmospheres of the gas giants.
So it's obviously not just limited to Earth, but we've talked about these deep atmospheres on giant gas planets. What about the rocky planets?
Well, you see, Mars is long expected to have lightning because it's got all these sort of dust storms that are very intense. And again, these produce lightning on Earth. It's called dry lightning because it's not associated with a rainstorm or anything. And again, we detect the radio signal that accompanies the discharge. So we have evidence for this dry lightning on Mars and no images from any of the missions on Mars. And indeed, the discharge would more look like a sort of glow in the sky rather than sort of lightning strikes. And similarly, for Venus, there's some evidence of radio discharge. But again, it wouldn't be associated with water clouds. In that case, it would be clouds of sulfuric acid, which is quite interesting. One place that we would expect to see lightning discharges is on Titan. If you remember, this has got a very nitrogen-rich with a sort of methane mix in the atmosphere. And they reckon the conditions are sufficient that you could build up enough electrical charge to trigger a lightning strike. But so far, they haven't detected any of the radio signals on Titan, but which is, again, a little bit surprising. So it does seem that lightning is quite endemic throughout our whole solar system and, by extension, one would imagine, through many of the other exoplanets within our galaxy.
And down here on Earth, obviously, we've studied lightning quite a lot. We know that it does all sorts of very interesting things, including things like fixing nitrogen into the soil. Do we think that it's doing the same sorts of things? Does it play a role on other planets?
Very likely, because lightning, as you say, it can cause these chemical reactions both in the atmosphere of the planet and on the surface. And one could even speculate it might play a role in the chances of life occurring, of course, because there's just the idea that life may have originated on Earth and prompted by the role of a lightning strike very early on. And so it could perhaps potentially help life originate elsewhere in the universe, make those complex molecules necessary.
That's all for this edition of Naked Astronomy, but you don't have to wait a full month for more astronomical audio. In 2 weeks, the Space Boffins will be looking ahead to NASA's attempt to land a rover roughly the size of a mini on Mars. And which space tourism company should you choose to take you to the final frontier?
I'd offer you excitement. I'd offer you adventure. I'd offer you some wonderful experiences with people like yourself. But really, at the heart and soul of it, we'd offer you an opportunity to explore who you are and what you're made of.
Join Richard Hollingham and Sue Nelson for the Space Boffins podcast in a fortnight's time. And I'll be back in a month with more news, interviews and your astronomy and cosmology questions. Get in touch at astronomy@thenakedscientists.com.
Supported by the STFC, this is Naked Astronomy. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com/astronomy.